Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, the man who, how can I say this now? I want to say is totally responsible. No, that won't work. Has a big hand, yes, that'll work, for all the economic development activity here in York County is with us. His name is David Swenson. And why they have you down here as the York County manager, I have no idea. But I'm going to put you down as
not the manager.
No. Not at all. And David, you've had this job now, what, 5 years?
5.5 years.
5.5 years, wow. You might want to tell everybody a little bit about your pedigree, because it is rather a good one. You've been in this business a long time.
Yeah, thank you, Manning. 25-plus years in the business. Actually went to university for study in the economic development area at the University of Southern Mississippi, down in Hattiesburg. So born and raised up in the Twin Cities area, so I moved south and have not moved back because it is too nice here. It is very enjoyable, especially here in York County. But yeah, I've been in local, regional, and private sector economic development activities. Worked for Florida Annual Corporation doing site consulting. But prior to this job, I was working for the Regional Economic Development Group in Charlotte, promoting the 15-county area.
And I got to ask you one follow-up question on that.
Yeah.
I know that that whole system that you were part of has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Because the chamber up there in Charlotte got involved, and I don't know how what the outcome was, but it's no longer the Charlotte Regional Partnership, is it?
That's correct, yeah. It's melded into a new organization called Charlotte Regional Business Alliance. So they took the chamber, sort of still exists in its new form, and then the regional marketing group put it all into one. And I think what it did is it amplified the resources, both financially and staff-wise. It coordinated some efforts of the partners, if it's the local and public side and private side, and really honed in on some good messaging, some better promotion, better use of resources. And it's in its first year, actually into its second year now. It's going good.
How many counties / cities are members of this thing?
There are 14 counties and one city. I think Union County is the one that has left, but I think they are looking at possibly coming in. We'll see what happens there.
York County is still a member?
We are still a member. We were one of the initial first groups of counties that joined at that time the Charlotte Regional Partnership.
Now, the county's membership, does that transfer or somehow involve the other cities like Fort Mill and Rock Hill and York?
No, but because the cities are a part of York County and what we do to promote York County as a whole,
right.
We try to carry the message about the good things going on in our county overall, including cities.
And as I understand it, I guess most times when a business comes knocking, they're knocking through the county's door. And then you just kind of introduce them to everything else that's out there.
Yeah, that's basically the process where we're a one-stop shop to address the questions and needs of company and what they're interested in. So if it's sites, buildings, labor force, quality of life stuff, our job is to know what's all happening in York County and the cities that make us up. So
you have your fingers into this whole realm of economic development all over the country. Are there very many places as hot as this region is right now?
You know, that's a good point. Hot. We are hot. And I think we're blessed because of all the activity, the good economy we have here, the location, the cost, and the overall perspective of the private sector, supported by the public sector to help economic development happen. There are places we all know, I guess, or if we wanted to look at, they're not as hot as us. Upstate New York, for example, some parts of the Rust Belt. In fact, I was just up in Detroit, Michigan, and they've had a resurgence in portions of Detroit and greater Detroit. But I drove through some neighborhoods. it's blighted and it's really bad. And you know, you got to feel for the people there, the history there. We're blessed. We are happy here, I think.
Well, there are lessons to be learned
yep.
from cities like Detroit as to what can happen
yep.
if you, I don't know, just don't keep your eyes open as to what's going on in the rest of the world.
Yeah, and you know, we can look close to here in South Carolina or in the Carolinas. I mean, rural America has had its difficulties, and you can go neighboring counties to your county and see sure. areas that aren't as prosperous as we are here in York County or parts of York County. So
we are very much on everybody's radar screen if they're looking for a place to expand, you know, grow their operation, whatever.
Yep.
Interestingly enough, next week on Straight Talk, I'm bringing down a fellow who I think you probably know by the name of Jack Christine, who's the chief operating officer up at the Charlotte Douglas Airport.
Yep.
And that airport, you know, most of us just take it for granted. Ha, ha, ha. It is a major, major, major player
yep.
in all this prosperity that we're going through right now.
Yep. It's a diamond in the rough for us. It helps us attract the companies, retain the companies, helps our citizens enjoy living here. It is a resource that we don't have to pay directly for, which is quite unique in that respect. It also, you know, from the big picture of the state of South Carolina, we call it the port-to-port strategy. You know, we're the closest to the Charlotte Douglas Airport, the major international airport. But also, if you look at what businesses also want, it's the seaport, so the Port of Charleston. And so those two assets, if you look at what strength we have because of it, York County is prosperous and has been and will be because of the port-to-port effort.
They have a $3 billion, that's with a B, $3 billion expansion
yep.
of the Charlotte Airport underway right now. If you haven't been up there recently, be prepared for changes and what it looks like and how to get in and get out. But anyway, with that being said, the same thing is going down in the Port of Charleston. They're deepening that harbor now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the deepest port, I think, on the eastern seaboard when it's done.
I believe that's correct. And, you know, it's depending on how you look at it, it's either catching up to the growth that we've had or preparing for the growth that's to come. And I think it's probably a combination of both. And, you know, those commitments by public bodies to invest the dollars, the commitment by the airlines and the operators bringing in the goods, if it's the port or the airlines putting more flights in and out of Charlotte Douglas, it's a partnership. And we're, again, very fortunate to have those assets and got to stay sharp and keep supporting them, though.
Yeah.
There's competition.
Exactly. So we kind of set the table as to why this is such a great place to live in, and all you have to do is to check with other people you know across other parts of the country, and
exactly.
I think you'll find out we're not, and this isn't a bunch of hyperbole.
Yeah, and I'll be down later next month to a conference of leaders with the International Economic Development Council. This is an international group, mainly U.S.-based professionals like myself, and these conferences are two-day events, and they're fantastic because you get to hear these stories about the good, the bad, and the ugly of economic development across different geographies, and how do leaders and communities deal with situations.
I'm sure one of the things that you talk about is how this region here in South Carolina has gotten together with the I-77 Alliance and tried to pool resources and talents to bring more attention to this, whatever it is, five-county region.
Yep, exactly. This year's program, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is very aggressive, pooling those resources of five counties and the state money that we get. It helps us carry the message out, and there's people out there every month, myself included, that are out there talking to companies, working with our allies from the Department of Commerce and the private sector, to, again, form relationships, carry the message. Because the old saying in this business is nobody knows the communities better than the people who are in it and representing them. So we have to be proactive. We have an international initiative. In fact, end of March I'll be in the U.K. As part of a delegation going over to talk to companies in the U.K. And also we're going to talk to some of our existing companies, because we have a handful that are U.K.-based here just in York County. So I've got some meetings that we're going to be working on there. So.
And for those who are not familiar with the Alliance, I mean, it's basically a a 50-50 match of private sector dollars with state dollars.
Yep.
And by using the economic development directors from each of those counties, you guys are out there knocking on doors all over the world as a region, not so much as a particular county.
Yep, that's right. And I think we're very fortunate. We got some really good professionals in all the five counties. The leader, Rich Fletcher, has he been on your show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great guy and a true professional and his staff. And support we get from our private sector partners is really important.
Oh, yeah.
I know we're trying to maximize that as we go forward, too.
So. All righty, so here we are, and you are, as you say, you're out talking to businesses all the time. Let's hone this down to York County. I know one of the main reasons they come to York County is because you have one of America's great radio stations. And
this is true.
And a great sub shop. I mean, that's why they come here, right?
Got to eat.
All right, got to eat. But in all sincerity, what would you say are the top three things that attract a business to give real serious consideration? And then on the flip side, what are the three, let's call them negatives, that we either haven't addressed or we're not competitive with as far as other areas?
So I think the top three positives that they find interest or focus on, first is workforce. Got to have the right people, either in the skill sets, availability, cost, all the key elements that you want with workforce. That is one thing we can say we have available labor. Now, unemployment rate is low. We get that part. But we can document within a labor draw of 45 minutes. We've got significant amount of people. And we can even get down to occupational sets and show them data sets that really, I think, resonate that locating here, it's not impossible. Is labor tight across the United States? Yes. Are we tight? Maybe some occupations? Probably. But the reality is you can work on it. And we have also strategies to work on workforce, like apprenticeship programs and working with our applied technology centers in York Tech and Winthrop. So product development is another strength I think we have. And it is also a little bit of a weakness or challenge. We have available buildings. We've got over 1 million square feet of good space available, even some office space and redevelopment space. But we need more sites that are in industrial park settings that are larger in nature. And we're working on that with our programming.
You know, when you say that, we need more sites. One of the things that the county's been involved with and the city of Rock Hill has been involved with are the Shell Building Program, where we took some initial dollars and built a Shell building and then sold it and flipped the money right back to another one and another one and another. We've done this, I don't know how many times, 5 or 6 times, and it's worked out pretty well. It's always a crapshoot. You don't know whether it's going to be exactly what's what. But I know the York Industrial Park, that one took a little bit longer than expected, ran into some issues, but it got sold.
Yep. Yeah, it is in process of being sold. And on that one, ironically, I think it's going to sell before the second spec building in the Waterford Park, which the city, RHEDC, has done. You hit on a great point. The initiative of, in the case of REGDC in the city, getting Waterford Business Park, Tech Park going, the history there is shown that it can be done, and sometimes is a needed role for the public side to do that. We've had success. It is about market timing and location. So how we manage that with our product initiatives, everyone is a case by case. But we need available sites, just raw land, business park setting, that is accessible, served by great utilities, and so people can have the choice. They like to look at existing building, but sometimes they want to look at a site and build their own.
So many of your prospects want that proximity to I-77.
Yep.
And now you start talking about, we need some land along I-77. Well, I'd like to have $1 million too. I mean, that's a tall order in today's world.
It is. And the thing about I-77 is, there are opportunities out there. Some of it is just still raw land. Some of it is in a different state of situation for development. One of the things the county is working on is a small area plan for I-77. And this initiative led by council and our planning team. And so that effort is wrapping up. We've had public intake sessions over the fall. I think the first draft for planning commission and council will be out in the next few weeks. That is looking at how do we maximize our development based on input and market conditions, concerns of the community and maximizing what we see as the future opportunities for quality development.
Of course, I've told you this before. It just, you know, the only way you're going to have the land is to control the land.
Yep.
You know, if the county wants to build another park along I-77, and if there was land available and whatever the price tag is, you need to reach into your hip pocket and buy it so it doesn't disappear and become a housing development.
Yep.
I mean, but that's easier said than done.
Easier said than done, for sure. It takes evaluations and considerations and sometimes, you know, the financial wherewithal and commitments. Sometimes, if you don't have the opportunity to just buy it outright, sometimes strategic partnerships can work. And I've seen that where landowners are your partner and they agree to certain restrictions or financial situations where maybe a public body plays a role, put in all the infrastructure, and the landowner is willing to sell their property at a set price for a period of time with agreements to increase pricing over time. I mean, there's ways you can do it.
And it's been done before where a landowner would put the land into the deal and not get any money about until a parcel was sold. He got a chunk. Took it in pieces rather than a big lump sum.
Yep. And that's a balance you got to strike and get out on the table early. You know, timing is, do they have time to sit there and work with the public body? What's their, you know, aspirations for pricing and value? It takes some work.
All right, with that being said, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, for the newbies, the new guys that come down here from that little city to the north called Charlotte, I want you to pay close attention to this, Jay. We have fresh subs and salads prepared 7 days a week right before your eyes here at Substation 2. The magic way is done is in these white letters, and we all say it out aloud together at the count of three. Are you ready to participate? Here we go. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there's only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company with 50 years of corporate support and 20 years of local presence. Only one company with 8 trained and certified water mitigation techs on call and ready to respond to your loss 24/7, 365. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. David Swenson is with us. He's your county's Economic Development Director, and we've talked about all the wonderful things we have going on here in the county, which makes his job easier in terms of attracting businesses. So where are we? I mean, what do we got cooking?
Well, I think right now the economy's chugging along. It's not super fast as we've seen in the last probably 18 months, but we're still seeing activity. And I say that reflected to my discussions with the Department of Commerce and some others, but I know from our numbers, we're steady at about 32 projects now, and mostly new companies in the range of investment potential 5 to 50 million, and you know, most are in that 50 to 200 job range, probably more in the 100 job interest. We've had manufacturers come and visit. We've had the last couple months a tissue operation look in the marketplace. Advanced materials company. One of the things we have going on here is a clustering of chemical companies and industry that was formerly tied in with the textile. So if you think composites and things that they do, we're still a location that they like to come and take a look at because of our workforce and supplier base. We've also had some generic drug and food manufacturing operations look. So we're active. It's just not super hot. But, you know, it's after the first of the year. December kind of slows down for us. But
can't fight Santa Claus.
Exactly.
You can't fight Santa. He's bigger than any of us. So most people don't understand. I mean, you've got 32 projects that are in various stages.
That's right.
But it takes, my God, what does it take on average, 18 months to 2 years?
I would say more. Yeah, 18 months is probably about right now. I mean, we've had quick decisions is like 3 months. Hey, we're just coming, you know. And what we have to do for each project is different. I mean, there's some that we have to hold their hand and really walk them through the York County experience and understanding more on a longer-term basis. Some of them are real quick. They've done their own homework. If it requires consideration of incentives, sometimes that can take a while. But not every project gets incentives. Some come just because they need to be in the market, and they got a great deal in a building, and that's the incentive. So,
well, and you have a magic formula. I'll call it return on investment, that kicks in when you start having to consider givebacks to the as incentives to get somebody here.
Yeah, so the topic of incentives, there's two ways to look at it. First, if we have the right business climate structured, if it's taxation and amenities and things, that's an incentive for somebody to come, right? The other is performance-based tax-related incentives. In our state and our local community, everything is performance-based. There is not a checkbook that we have with a ton of cash in it that just says, if you're going to do this, we're going to give you a check for this. Everything is performance-based. Most of it's credit-driven. So if they have liability and those credits are given either state credit or some local discounting credits, that's what they benefit from. But it's performance-based, and we look at investment. We look at the job growth, the value of those jobs, the location, the type of industry. Are they an international company or a domestic target industry that might be the fit for us versus something completely different?
Yeah. And I think it seems to be we've got a lot of distribution businesses here locally, and that's something that I don't think you're really actively going after anymore. You'd like rather see some higher-paying jobs with more, machinery.
The average wage in manufacturing is higher than warehouse. And we do have a number of warehouse operations in the food industry, clothing industry, tools, things like that. In fact, I think we have 8 of the top 25 by size distribution operations in the Charlotte region are here in York County. Now, we do not actively go out and recruit them. There's interest in the market because of the I-77 corridor, as you mentioned.
Sure.
So location plays a driving part in their decisions to locate here.
And when you get a large entity like, is it Scannell, that has come to York County, is working the East, what do they call it, the East, Legacy West,
yep.
Big buildings out there. I mean, I would think that would be a natural attraction for somebody in distribution.
Yeah, so that distribution location that they built, the business park they built some buildings. One of them is a cross-dock building, so it's easy for distribution to take a product in and ship it out. That is sort of their focus, but some of those buildings could go to a manufacturer, too, and you don't know. I would say this, though, the concern about making sure we have optimized our land use and not put ourselves out of business for a variety of business types, a diversification of our economy is important. That small area plan that I talked about earlier is important to take a look at that element.
And just another reason why it'd be nice if we meaning the county, controlled more of the land through whatever mechanism, owning it or having a partnership with somebody. That way you can really focus in on what you're trying to attract to the county.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the carrot approach. You hate to use any stick approach. Stick is probably more like zoning and restrictions and variances to any kind of type of land use and things like that. But we're pro-business, and we want to do the right things in this county.
Very quickly, the debate will be underway again down in Columbia about our taxation system in York County, in South Carolina, which is very much not in favor of manufacturing. If we didn't have fee in lieu, we probably wouldn't be able to attract anybody. But are you optimistic? I mean, is that still a big deal, even though we have the fee in lieu?
Absolutely. It's a big deal. I think the best change would be to change our tax structure so it would be a little bit more equitable and efficient for existing companies and new companies that would want to look at South Carolina. It would take some really hard decisions by our state legislature. In the meantime, our community leaders, elected officials, look at the fee in lieu of tax program and what that does for attracting investment here. It is a different way to do tax reform.
Yep.
If you want to look at it that way, I don't know. But
listen, we only have a couple minutes left, and I wanted you to talk a little bit about this South Carolina what is this called, the EDA?
South Carolina Economic Developers Association.
Yeah, what is all this?
So my counterparts and a lot of other supporters in the state have come together in association. So each year we talk about, okay, well, what things could be supported and worked on from the legislative standpoint to make our state most attractive and positioned for success in economic development. So this year they're looking at some angel investor legislation and support, extending some of the current credits and things that would help angel investors, which is big. In Rock Hill, we have a lot of angel investor type potential new company startups that could benefit. Job development credits, state incentive there, and increasing that. Military veterans and trying to make sure we could really help support them as they enter the workforce, as they're moving out of a really good skill development occupation in the military to the general population. ManuFirst is a manufacturing group training initiative and supporting that to be statewide and bigger and bolder. And abandoned buildings and rural broadband are two other topics that this group is supporting. And the legislature is aware of these since there's an initiative by many to get the word out, get their support to do the right thing.
So this organization basically is going to prioritize what needs are and then somehow try to get legislative support?
So there's a legislative committee, and I'm actually on that committee, and we talked about a whole array of things that we could do in this year's session. This year is number two out of two years in running. So there's no new legislation that will be proposed. That will lead us into next year, and it's probably some bigger, bolder things. Maybe it'll impact York County a little bit more. So stay tuned on that.
All right. In 15 or 20 seconds, what do we need to really make York County super, 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 besides the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, exactly. The Panthers are definitely a super, super company to focus on. But I would say, this year, we are going to take and look at a strategic plan for York County.
Right.
So stay tuned on that. We are going to ask for the support of all people involved in the future.
David Swenson, thank you for everything that you're doing. Appreciate you being here today on our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Jay, you got one more chance to redeem yourself. And that guy over there with a Stockholm, Sweden hat on, he's not paying any attention. He's playing on his phone. Chet, wake up now. We're going to be doing the magical formula here for fresh subs and salads at Substation 2. Everybody's going to do it at 1, 2, 3. Are we ready? Slice,
slice, slice. 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 Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.